Well, Daryl, at the end of day two, you're only one run behind on the board. Does it feel as if you've won all those three sessions today?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I think we bowled very well yesterday and got our rewards right at the end of the day with those picking up those wickets. And then today, I thought the guys did well again. They hit the right areas. Although Hampshire scored a bit more freely today, but we kept picking up wickets. And I thought bowling them out for 220 odd was a pretty good effort. And then obviously a nice solid start with the bat, myself and Richie, and three good partnerships to take us to where we're at.
Steve said before this match he felt there was a big score coming for you, and here it is.
Well, hopefully. It's not big enough yet, but hopefully I can get past 100 tomorrow morning and keep going. We obviously want to score as many as we possibly can in that first innings. A few more partnerships down the order and forge a big lead.
Theory is here to bat once then, is it?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, we might have to chase something at the end of the game, you never know. But if we can bat and get as many runs as we can in the first innings, it puts them under a lot of pressure.
Collectively, your bowling unit did well before lunch, didn't they? Didn't give Hampshire anything cheap.
Yeah, I thought as a group of four, I thought they were excellent. I thought Ed Barnard in his first game in particular to come in and bowl like he did, bowl with amazing control for a 19-year-old kid. I thought that was a great effort, obviously, on debut as well. A few nerves, it's never easy, and I thought he bowled with a lot of skill and a lot of precision. Jack Chantry does what Jack Chantry does and keeps hitting the top of off stump and bowls well. And Leachy picked up the rewards with five wickets, which is just he's come into the team and been a breath of fresh air since Gaz Andrews' injury and keeps doing a great job for us.
So now you've been out there for two sessions, how much uneven bounce out there is there, if any?
Yeah, there is a little bit. It's a strange wicket, really. I think for sort of 80-90% of the time, it's a pretty good wicket to bat on, and then all of a sudden one will keep low or one will bounce a lot on you, and there is a little bit of uneven bounce and a little bit of seam movement as well at times. But like I say, for the majority of the time, it feels like a good wicket to bat on, and it's a good cricket wicket. There's a bit in it for everyone. If you bowl well like we did, then puts batters in trouble, and you can take wickets on it. I think they probably won't be too happy with the way they bowl. They probably scoring became a bit too easy at times, and they'll be disappointed. But we had to make that pay, and I thought we did well to capitalise on anything that we got.
So going forward from here, if you were only going to bat once, would you want to leave yourself two sessions to bowl Hampshire out?
Oh, at least. I think obviously there's 2 days of cricket left. We just have to wait and see, and obviously there might be a little bit of weather around. I'm not sure now, but we just take it as it comes in the morning, one session at a time, try and bat as well as we can first thing and get as big a lead as possible and see where we go from there.